Amos chapter 8. We got chapter 8, verse 3 last night, so we're starting with verse number 4. Ready? Let's say.
Say.
Read Amos 8, 4, 5, and 6 together, beginning at verse 4. Hear this, for he that soweth the needy, even to make the poor of the land to fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and falsifying the balances by deceit, that we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. The Lord will let seven separated soil swarm by his excellence of Jacob. Surely I'll never forget any of their works. I think verse 7 sort of tucked in one of our things. Alright, so verse number 4, who is speaking on this when he says, hear this? Amos. Amos, first of all, speaking to which tribes? North or south? The northern ten. And Amos, what was his former occupation or former
herdsman?
He was a herdsman. He's just a farmer. And how did he get called? The Lord himself. The Lord called him. We talked about that, didn't we? Chapter 7. And so he says, hear this. Oh, he that's followed. Now, can we find out who is talking here? Is it the Lord in verse 1? Is it Amos? Who would it be? Looks like the Lord, isn't it? Because this, thus saith the Lord in verse 1, he showed unto me a basket of fruit, song of the devil. Hear this or that. It's the Lord. I believe it is the Lord. I think it's the Lord just continuing. Now, what's this swallow up the needy? What would that mean?
They beat them up, you know, like they spit them out.
All right. In other words, they mistreat the needy. What do you mean by the needy?
The poor.
All right. Are there needy today in this world?
Yes.
Are there needy in the foreign countries or just in the foreign countries? There are no needy here in this country?
Yeah, there are needy in this country.
A lot of needy in this country. How do you define someone that's needy?
Everybody.
Hungry?
Everybody is needy.
Well, everybody has a need, don't they? Do they know their full needs? Their physical needs and spiritual needs? Are they aware of this? That's grisly. They don't care. That's where Pastor, Chaplain Fowler asked to pray. He said, these army men, they don't seem to have any interest in the things of the Lord. See, I told him when I wrote it this last time in the email, I said, in the Navy I saw the same thing. Except when we're on the sea, the storms come up. They pack out the chapel. The storm, you have to preach from sea and give them the gospel. And so maybe they need a little bit of storms in Afghanistan. It's a very dangerous situation.
They have a lot of danger.
Pardon me?
They have a lot of danger.
That was lots of danger, so you think. But the swell up the needy. There's all different classifications. Some are needy, more needy than others. And make the poor of the land to fail. What would that mean? What do poor people and needy people need physically, first of all?
Food.
They need food, don't they? They need food. What else?
Shelter, medicine.
Things that they need. And so, what is it?
Clothes.
And clothes, that's right. Clothes and housing. And so those are the basic needs. Now, we have many more things, do we not, in this country. The land, at least temporarily, or I hope permanently, but who knows how long before it takes. We have all too much almost. Many of them, we're just filled with so many things that other people in the whole world do not have. But these people swallow up the need to make the poor land to fail. Now, one of these people that swallow up, what are they saying in verse 5? What do they want to do here? What does it mean when the new moon is gone that we may sell corn? Yeah?
They're like, they can't wait for it to get over because they don't care about the Lord. They just want to make sell and get gain.
Alright. I'm not a farmer. I don't know about the new moon. But apparently, when the new moon is over, that may be where the crops come out and so on. Is that?
Isn't it a reference to one of the feasts? Because it's also mentioned as far as along with the Sabbath.
Because
a lot of times it talks about your new moons and your Sabbaths and your feasts.
Yeah, it could be.
Put them in reference together.
Yep.
Sam? No, I was going to say, Paul mentions the new moons as far as a lot of the Jewish believers and on. Like some of the new believers, they were following the feast of
the old law,
and that sort of thing. So, maybe there's
could be the same thing. Yes,
the Jewish law.
Yes, regardless of what it may be, either whether the crops are right after the new moon or feasts. Now, why couldn't they sell during the new moon if it were a feast?
Because they were supposed to be worshiping the Lord.
That's
and
right.
They're not working.
That's right. They were not to do anything.
It was one of the Sabbaths.
One of the Sabbath. which means not necessarily the weekly Sabbath, but a feast, a Sabbath of rest, a feast day. And so they couldn't wait till that was over to do what?
To sell.
See, they want to get some money. See, to sell, not just to give, but to sell. What does sell mean? What's the difference between selling and giving?
You get something in return.
Giving, you just give out, there's nothing. Come on.
In our country, Sunday, all the stores were closed. Nothing
was
open.
That's right.
J.C. Penney, when he said that he would never have his store open on Sunday, and as long as he lived, it never was. As soon as he died, they opened.
Yeah.
But we never, you didn't go buying things.
That's right. Stores were closed. That's right. And that was, in fact, in the Navy. It's right in the Navy regulations. No thing will start, what do you call it? No ship will leave port on Sunday. No voyage, unless during war or some emergency, but Sunday was nothing. Of course, they've all changed all that. They don't care about that. I remember in Okinawa when I was with the Marines, they would have everything possible on Sundays right straight through, and on the places they were trying to train people at the shooting range, you know what I mean, the target practice, and both the handguns and the M16s and rifles. And it was hard going to church because the fellows that really wanted to go on the Lord's Day didn't have to work. Some were still there, but some weren't. So it was a terrible thing. It just disrupted everything as far as Sunday. But they wanted to make the money.
The Italian market on 9th Street in Philadelphia, uh-huh. There were a lot of these shoe stores and things like that that were owned by Jewish people.
Uh-huh.
And they would all close before sundown on Fridays,
uh-huh.
because of the Sabbath.
Yes.
You know, so that you had to do your shopping before it got dark.
Yes. So they respect at least the Jewish thing. So sell corn and Sabbath. So what they want to do is what they want to sell on Sabbath. They want to sell wheat, corn and wheat. Now, what does this mean? Making the ephah small. What is an ephah anyway?
It's a measurement.
All right, it's a measurement, like a basket of some kind, a bushel. What is it?
They were cheating.
Right, they want to make that small. What would that mean?
Like an ephah of barley.
They would shrink the size that people would receive.
All right. If, for instance, if you buy an ephah of something for $10, that's probably too cheap, they would make that not a full ephah, but a portion of ephah. See, they would slice it down. They would dwindle it down so that they wouldn't get as much for the money. They would do what?
I just said ice cream. And starting out with my 2 gallons, then it went to 1.75, and that was 1.5.
Half gallon.
It was a half gallon.
Then it went to 1.75,
that was 1.5, and quarts. Yeah, that's what they do.
Other things
am I right also? Right. In other words, you pay the same amount, but it's less.
It's the same size box, and less in it.
Well, we found, talking about ice cream, we went over to the place the other Friday, or whatever day, or on Friday.
Wegmans.
And we asked, my wife said, after we had a very soup and very mild, light supper, she said, I feel like an ice cream bomb. I said, I don't think I have ice cream there. You know, very seldom we have. And so she asked someone, and said, yeah, they've got an Italian thing. Gelato or gelato or something, some other thing.
It's
gelato, right? And we went there, what on earth is this? So, can I have a sample? So, it's beautiful. But I tell you, we have a small cup and a big cup like this. I said, they piled that thing up high. It was great. So, they weren't like these people, cheating people. They were just tremendous. But anyway, be that as
it may. Yeah, it was
very good. Very good. So, that was the Italian type of ice cream. Gelato, is that right?
Yes. Yeah,
have you had it? You had it all the time? You know what that is?
Well, the first time I had it was in Italy.
Really?
But now they have it here.
Yes.
You know.
That's dangerous to know where that is.
Yes.
That place.
Very good.
My wife might have another feeling to have a little more. I don't. Some other time we go. Of course, I wouldn't dare turn it down. All right. So make the ephah small. And then what's the shekel? What is the shekel? Shekel great.
Method of payment.
Method of payment, like money. And if you make it great, what would that mean?
Paying a lot,
okay. In other words, instead of paying 2 ounces of whatever it is, make it 2.5 or 3. See, in other words, you've got to pay more money to get the same amount of food.
Same as our country.
To pay more for less. More for less. And, of course, we heard today, one of the commentators on the TV that we're listening to, 10 years ago, if you were to deposit $1,000 in the bank, today you have $700. It's all it takes. It's shrunk 30% in 10 years. In other words, if you have a dollar, right now, 10 years ago it was 100 pennies, not 70 pennies, 70 cents. That's all it is. It's going down and up. The more they print the money, see, Obama's printing and printing and printing. It's just going to go down, down, down. Pretty soon it'll be worth not 70 cents, but 50 cents and 40 cents, 30 cents. What about these people that have been retired? And they hope that that retirement will carry them through. They can't get through the whole thing.
People.
Well, that's exactly right. Old folks, you see. Well, it's so terrible. But the...
We've
got one right here in our homes. But anyway, be that as it may, we have to trust the Lord, of course, to take care of us. But if I have to go out to work tomorrow, I'll go out to work.
Oh,
what
was
that?
I hope you don't have to go.
Well,
he
I work pretty hard, even as it is, but I mean, work for months. Just for the Lord. But the shekel, great. Now, the last part of verse 5 is very important. What does it mean?
They're not balancing the books. They're cheating.
Okay. Falsifying the balances by the
state. The balances.
All right. Now, how do we go about that? What is it?
The Federal Reserve.
Federal Reserve.
Oh, well, you just got to wait
underneath. The ultimate cheater.
What is it?
Hide away underneath one of them.
That's right. In other words,
put your finger on the scale.
Put a thing on the scale, make a little work.
Or you could have something labeled 1 kilogram, but it's really only really it's only 1 gram.
And the lady has her finger on the other side of the scale. That's right.
What was I saying?
1 kilogram.
If you say it's 1 kilogram, it's labeled 1 kilogram, but it's really only 0.5 kilogram. So the person you make pay for 1 kilogram of whatever, but it's really only 0.5 kilogram. So
yes. What it does, if you were to say on a scale, sometimes they used to put, before they had these nice even balances, they used to put a certain weight on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would put the produce on this side and it would balance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think there's a pound here, or say a half a pound here, and over here, you're charging for a full...
But it's not really a pound.
Not really a pound. It's a half
you're
pound.
Charging
for a full pound, but you only have a half pound. See, it's falsifying by deceit. What is deceit?
Lying.
Lying, trickery.
Mm-hmm.
People think that one thing and then another. It's a terrible, terrible sin of deceitfulness. And really, our president, I think, I believe, there's lots of deceit as far as what he's doing with our economy and praying for the money. I heard today that you know how to get rid of the negative balance, you know, I got all this debt and indebtedness and so on that's really high, trillions of dollars. He said he's trying to try to borrow more money to pay off the indebtedness, to pay more money to borrow more money to pay for the money. Oh, horrible, terrible deceitfulness. I have no idea, but that's what he's trying to talk about. That's a deceitful thing. Yes, Anna?
I won't say it.
Okay. So, it's a terrible situation in Amos's day, and the printing of money certainly today is, what is the purpose of falsifying balances, verse 6? What is their goal?
So they can buy the poor.
Yeah. For what?
They make money off the poor.
Okay. Silver, what is that? Do we have any silver these days?
Yes.
Is our money, our monetary based on silver?
No.
What did it used to be based on?
Gold.
And off the gold standard, and another silver standard, and they had silver certificates, which meant everything in the paper there was silver somewhere. Now what's it based on?
Paper.
Nothing. Paper. Horrible, horrible. That is the cheating and deceitfulness of our government. But it didn't just start this administration. It started way back early in FDR and then right down the line, one after another.
Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, all the way back to the time.
But at least in the Bible times, they had silver, they had gold, so they had real money, real value. You see, if you couldn't spend only what you had, whether silver or gold, you couldn't just go out and borrow. Well, you just couldn't do it. You couldn't do all these fanciful things that are doing today. I certainly couldn't buy all the banks and bail them out for billions of dollars. But the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of shoes. Now, how would that happen? Well,
if you wanted to buy a pair of shoes, all you'd have to do is give them a person for it.
What? What else?
A
give them a person? Anna, what do you think?
Like here, you know, you can have Anna and I'll take a pair of shoes.
She's wearing two pairs of shoes.
Two pairs of shoes.
And a pair of shoes for everybody in the state.
They wanted to buy Jeannie for 20 camels in Israel.
Oh, really? 20 camels?
He offered my mother 20 camels.
Oh.
For Jeannie when she was in Israel. And my mother told the guy she didn't have any use for any camels. Did he have any diamonds?
So they were setting more value on shoes than on people. They cared more about material things than people.
All right.
That was my comment.
By the needy. In other words, the self person's into servitude. If people had their feet bloody because they had no shoes, give them a pair of shoes, but if I give you these shoes, you're going to serve me for X number of days. That could be the reading there. Buy them for a pair of shoes, just a pair of shoes. And then what do they want to do with this? What kind of wheat are they going to sell in verse 6?
They sell the worst part of the wheat.
The worst part.
That
is that what you should do?
No.
Well, I'm not a farmer. What would refuse wheat be like?
Chaff, I suppose.
Is it? Well, chaff and maybe moldy, or I don't know what. Maybe some of those people that are wheat people.
Part of
questions at bfdbc.org or.
Certainly edible.
Pardon me?
Certainly edible.
Not edible.
Part that's not used, I guess. So.
Yeah,
it's that shoots out when they're harvested in.
Yeah,
what is it,
Kat?
The worst part, yes.
It's just like a hamburger. McDonald's doesn't get the very best hamburger, but some good restaurant has a better hamburger.
Uh-huh. I think even it's worse than that. It's not even usable. I mean, McDonald's hamburger is
old meat.
Usable.
What kind of meat?
Bull.
What?
Bull.
Okay.
Bull?
Oh, yeah.
Bull, really? Instead of cows?
Yeah.
Oh my!
Do they have that many bowls on the wheat?
The
top part is sort of like a
flowery,
like a grassy,
grassy
thing.
Yeah.
Is that what becomes the chaff?
I guess. That
certainly would not be anything you would want to eat.
No,
just looking at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe the refuse of wheat would be the part that you can't eat. Maybe the straw. Questions at bfdbc.org or 856-1918 if you have us a call. Farmers? But we know this, they're trying to sell something that's not really worth what they're selling. See, they're cheaters, they're deceitful people. It's a horrible thing. And that was what the Israelites were doing, and that's what they were putting money on.
It's okay,
and
later.
Then we did read verse 7 because it's sort of tucked in here.
The
Lord has sworn, what is he going to do in verse 7? Let's read that.
By the exodus of Jacob.
All right, by the exodus of Jacob.
Yeah.
To do what?
He won't forget Jacob.
Not going to forget any of their works. Well, what would be the effect of that? God is not going to forget any of our works.
Good and bad, I can't say.
All right. He's going to be just. He's going to judge the things. These things are very important. God is not a God that has a memory lapse. When we're saved and in Christ, what happens to our evil works and sins, as far as the Lord is concerned?
Washed
away. What is it?
We're seen through Christ.
They'll never be remembered anymore forever. They're as far removed as the east is from the west. And so, but God doesn't mean that God doesn't remember, but as far as we're concerned, He forgets all the wickedness for in Christ. But those that are not in Christ, He
remembers.
Hello.
Good,
Jack. Good to come. Like listening to your parents' house.
The key issue here is we need to be saved.
That's the key issue. We need to be saved. That's good.
All right, I'll be in touch
with
you next week.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
To the encoder.
Jack, is the encoder work all right?
Did you get my link? I sent a link for the encoder.
Get the link all right?
So
Jack is up to his folks. He's still listening. Because Dan can work that thing out so they can. Anybody else want to call us? 856-261-9018 or questions at the FTBC. Yeah, Jack
here.
Yeah, Jack, come on the
restaurant.
Yes. Jack Silverstein.
Jack's mother is not well. She has a bad valve and has to have a new pig valve.
Yes.
And I believe it was. Today or tomorrow, Jack was going to go to Deborah Hospital and mother's son there. Maybe that's where he is there.
Yes.
Or maybe they went
there. Maybe they went there and then came back after the doctor's office.
Well, we should be praying for her, I guess.
Yes. Anna?
And how's Mr. Winograd's mother?
Mr. Winograd's mother, you had mentioned earlier, but we certainly have to pray for her too, because she may be saved. The mother also lost her husband, and they're very shaking and not very.
Tell people to call us up and let us know they're living.
Yeah, call us up and let us know you're living, Mr. Wade said. 856-261-9018. Just say hello, it'll be fine, or 856-questions at vfdbc.org, either one. So we know that you're living, and we're living. Everybody's living. So verse, even if we're not living, call us. Said, all right. But verse number 7, I will never forget any of their works. And I vote for all the evil works that any of us have ever done. People that are lost, unbelievers, you'll never forget their works. What is the judgment of the unsaved?
Condemnation.
And what do we call that?
Hell.
Hell, that's right. Great white storm. Hello,
Mallard,
go ahead.
I just wanted to call and say Christmas piano playing was beautiful tonight, and it was not too much for the song Christ Rose. I thought it was beautiful.
Good. Thank you, Mallard. Praise the Lord. Good that you called. Okay, it's Mallard Jones from New York.
That's
very good. Nice. Yes, I liked it too.
I liked it.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah.
You love it.
Yeah, that's right. That's good. Questions at vfdbc.org, 856-261-9018. Give us a call. Tell us your
name. I know. Anything unusual.
No, I thought that was good. I just like to play around with Tanya a little bit just before I get her. Better see what she says about my looking over there. All right, so you're not going to forget him. What is the judgment call of the lost hellbound sinner? The great white throne. What is the judgment of the believers call?
Judgment
of Jesus Christ. Saved people only. So he's not going to forget any of their works. Let's read verses 8, 9, and 10 together. So let the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn and dwelleth therein, and it shall rise up holy at the flood, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in a clear day, and I will turn their feast in the morning, and all their songs in the lamentation, and I will bring up sackcloth upon their loins, and holiness upon their head. And I will bring up quick as the morning before the sun, and the end thereof as a bitter day. All right, so in verse number...
Is this when Christ was crucified?
Well, this, I think it has a near fulfillment and a far fulfillment. The verse number 8, the land will become as what?
An earthquake.
Well, it could be crumbling. It could be crumbling in that sense, and then also what else? That's right, it's crumbling. It'll be called as a what? It'll rise up fully, that is the earth in the summer, as a flood. So it's a symbol of a flood, and cast out in, what else? Drowned as by what?
Flood.
So it could be figurative, could be literal, it could be something that really was happening. But the illustration is, there's going to be a terrible calamity. Now, we believe that some could be current, close, and some could be far-reaching in the tribulation period before the judgment of Almighty God. Certainly, it looks like it's going to be a trembling, it's going to be a earthquake, it's going to rock, and there are going to be floods and so on. Okay.
Which land is this?
This the land that he's in, I suppose, probably Palestine.
In Assyria or in...
Well, probably Palestine, because they were not in there yet, I believe. But he's writing it before they went into Assyria. So probably the land of Palestine.
It must have been a flood in Egypt.
Because every year the Nile would flood.
Yeah.
So
there's going
to
be...
Every year the Nile would flood.
Okay, I remember that. Yeah.
And then in verse number 9, what's he going to do with the sun? What's the Lord going to do with the sun?
It'll only be up half of the time it usually is.
All right, it'll go down at noon. Darken the earth as a clear day. Now, it did partially take place. Now, I'm sure in a near fulfillment, while God was judging before they went into Assyria, it could have taken place. At Calvary, there was some darkness. When did that take place?
Crucifixion for 3 hours.
Crucifixion. What 3 hours was the darkness?
6 hours to the ninth hour. Which
was it?
Was it 12 to 3?
12 to 3. 6 hours to the ninth hour, which would be 6 hours, would be 12 noon.
to 3 o'clock. 6 to the ninth hour, darkness. God just blew out all the stars in heaven. It must have been a terrible thing. If you normally see light, all of a sudden at Calvary, the last 3 hours, a complete total blackness. It must have been a terrible shock to those people looking when the mighty God of the creation of the world died
and
sent the man.
Earthquakes, there
was
great surprise.
Yes, Tammy?
Wasn't that when the
centurion
son, surely this was the son of man?
Yes. Yes.
It was after all this
time. Probably after they saw that. Surely this is because, and maybe believe. They believe the Lord, that certainly the thief next to him, Lord, remember me when that comes in again. He was shocked. It was terrible. So it could be near from event. Certainly in the tribulation period, during the period mentioned in the book of Revelation, there are going to be all kinds of things, floods and earthquakes and trembling and darkness and so on. That can be felt, real strong darkness. One of the judgments of Egypt was darkness that could be felt. And in verse number 10, what's he going to do with the feasts?
Turn into
normally, what do you do at a feast?
Happiness.
Rejoice. And the songs?
Lamentation.
Lamentation means sadness. And sackcloth, what's that a sign of?
Morning
also, sackcloth. Baldness by the head.
Morning too.
Morning. But we got so many bald people here today, and they're not mourning. They look like, they just shave their head off for some reason. They just love that thing. It's a new look, isn't it? Not just in the military either. Mm-hmm. And some of us don't have much, we don't mean to have baldness, but we're bringing our pills. And all of us have a little bit of it. And that was, anyway, what's that?
Me too.
I have a little baldness, I'm sure. So I always have something. But this was for grieving. This was for grieving. And today, they have that look of baldness, not grieving at all, it's just a sort of a smile. And mourning as of an only son. I don't know how many sons Brother Sheever had. I know he had
two.
Tim,
two sons.
And the other one, so, but
Danny.
Each with the Lord, not Danny, was another one, and Tim, and as the only son. And there is a bitter day, so it's going to be a terrible, terrible calamity at this time of judgment. We'll stop right here for tonight. Made up, Lord willing, next Thursday. But do you have any other comments or questions that we should remember?
We're never going to get done.
What's the hurry?
I don't know.
There's no hurry. We're not here to get done. We're here to look at the Word of God, study and talk about it. See. No more comments other than what are we going to get done? That's the only comment. Okay, Diana.
Next week will be interesting. The verse we start with.
Yes. You know that day. That's what the title on this little sheet, The Search for the Words of God. That's going to be very interesting, Annie. Absolutely right. Very interesting. And that's what we're in right today. The search for the very words of God. All these new versions and perversions. Tremendous next week. So be sure to... And Rob's going to be here with us. He's going to have plenty of things to say as well. Now let's close then with a word. Our Father, we thank you that we can study thy word. We thank you that it's been written for our admonition. It's been written to give us hope. Now just fulfill it. We'll fulfill the New Testament as well as the Old. So guide us and guard us. May those of us who are here and those listening by other means take thy words, study thy words, try to follow the words and to please the Lord Jesus Christ who has saved us. If there be any listening to us that are still not saved, may they come to our Savior genuinely, accept him as Lord and Master. Go with us and bless us and use us this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Oh, you're